I'm Doug Peckinpah, Group Editorial Director of Snack Food and Wholesale Bakery, and this is Ingrained Insights, a forum to explore the delicious business of snack and bakery products. Today's guest is pastry chef Lori McNamara. Welcome to the show, Lori.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So Chef Lori is known around Chicago for her scones. She worked as a pastry chef at Scone City, a bakery cafe in Chicago that operated from 2015 to 2019. She also sold her scones at Lemon Tea Grocer, a now closed specialty grocery store in Downers Grove in the suburbs of Chicago, and at farmers markets. These days, Lori is the pastry chef for Cadence Kitchen and Company, a restaurant that opened in 2018 and occupies the old Lemon Tree Grocer space, as well as at the Foxtail, a restaurant that opened in Downers Grove early this year. And those two restaurants are connected in ownership. During the COVID-19 pandemic, as food service operations have searched for creative ways to maintain revenue, Lori has revitalized her scone baking, offering weekly orders for regional customers. Lori, digging back a little bit, what originally led you to become a chef, and how did you end up in working specifically in pastries?
Well, my passion for pastry just goes way back. I started baking with my grandmother when I was about six, and just loved it. And it just pretty much has consumed my every waking thought ever since. I just love food and pastry, and it's really started back with my grandma.
And how did that lead you to scones? So you have a current specialization in scones, and you clearly have, you know, a great level of expertise with it from all of your work over the years at Scone City. What's the appeal about the scone?
Well, I'm a tea drinker, and I enjoy high tea. So with high tea, you usually, you know, you always get your scones. And I found that many times the scones were just sort of lacking and kind of dry. And I thought, you know, I'd really like to come up with something that would be a superior product, just a lighter, kind of moister scone. And so I just started testing and trying out different recipes and sort of came up with the scones that I'm making today.
And do you have any particular techniques that you think give you the crumb and the texture that you're looking for?
Well, one thing that I do is with the cream that's added to our scones, we whip it, which incorporates air. So when you fold that in and with a light touch, when you fold it in, it just gives the scone just a lighter texture.
So I've noticed in some of the different scones that I've tried over the last few months that, you know, some of the flavor profiles and the texture can even come across as almost donut-like in some qualities. You know, it has that kind of tenderness to it. Do you think that there's a market out there for folks who are interested in donuts but haven't had appeal or exposure to the right kind of scones?
Yes, I do. You know, the perception that, you know, a lot of people have is that the scones are dry. And even at the farmer's market, we'll say just try one. This isn't like what, you know, your average scone, what you're thinking that would be dry. Once people try them, you know, they keep coming back. So the texture of the scone is more like a lighter donut texture, which I think people are surprised at and really enjoy.
Yeah, and the glazes that you put on the donuts sometimes add almost, and this is another, you know, snacking revelation that I had in sampling your many scones through the months, almost like a snack pie texture on some of them, where you get that glaze over it, and it just has that kind of instant bakery snack kind of craveability. Can you talk a little bit about how you use the glazes to complement the flavor profiles?
Sure. The most popular scone is the blueberry with lemon glaze, and we use fresh juice and fresh zest for all of our glazes. And it just, when I started with the blueberry scone, I put zest in the scone dough, but then decided just needed something else, and that the glaze with, you know, with the fresh juice just gives it a little tart, sweet taste that just really elevated it. So The glazes definitely are important to my scones.
What are some of the current seasonal scone varieties that you're offering during the holidays now?
Well, right now we have a number of them. We have gingerbread with a vanilla bean icing. We have a eggnog scone with dried cranberries and eggnog icing, a peppermint white chocolate crumble, and actually today we are making a just fun for the holiday. It's a Christmas funfetti vanilla bean with a funfetti crumble on top. So
Oh my goodness.
people are pretty excited about that one.
Just the word funfetti brings so much to the picture there.
Yeah, it's just fun. It's the holidays, and I thought, well, I want to add just one more flavor, and it's really well received.
What are some of the other bakery creations that you're developing for the dessert menu at Cadence and Foxtail these days?
Foxtail has a kind of Mediterranean leaning on their menu, so we call it a tahini dream bar. It has a sesame shortbread crust, and the caramel actually has tahini in the caramel layer. And it's topped with bittersweet chocolate, toasted sesame seeds, and garnished with a black and white sesame seed brittle, as well as a spicy vanilla bean ice cream, which is all our ice creams and frozen yogurts are made in-house.
I love the combination of that savory and sweet that you use on that.
Yeah, the little bit of heat in the vanilla just kind of complements that and cuts through a tiny bit of the sweet. It's a great combination. And over at Cadence for the holidays, I made a reindeer profiterole, which is filled with eggnog ice cream. It has little piped potichou antlers, and is even garnished with a red candy nose, and it's pretty cute.
It sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Elsewhere around Chicago these days, and I know it's just an odd year, and bakers are having a hard time maintaining their customer base, let alone innovating. But have you seen anything really interesting in the Chicago baking scene lately that you thought what was worth your attention and something that you could shine a light on, something interesting that other folks are doing?
Well, there's a lot of I've noticed leanings toward Mediterranean and Asian, so I'm going to try to, and also comfort food. So I'm going to try to incorporate those two together this January and see where that goes. I've also seen some products where they use like vegetable and fruit powders, which have been added to different pastries and things, which give that elevate the flavor, give it a more, more pronounced flavor. So I find that I think I'm going to be maybe using that come January in a number of my scones.
Well, it's always inspiring to take a look at what's going on around us and see how we can use those different flavor currents and flavor trends to try and shape what comes next. And I
Sure.
know that for 2021, all of our eyes are going to be watching, what comes next, what kind of innovations that folks will have in store, and we'll look forward to seeing what you have to offer for us as well. Thanks so much for joining us today, Lori.
Oh, great. It was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. It's been wonderful.
So for more scone insights from Chef Lori, look for our Q&A feature on snackandbakeryhip.com on this subject. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Ingrained Insights.